So good evening on this Wednesday. I'd like to share some thought that I had today while driving, and I was thinking how there's so much going on in our bodies that we are not aware of. We have no idea, and we don't need to know either how food is being digested inside, how different cells are being produced, which ones are being replaced, how we breathe, what happens to the air that we breathe in, what is the content of the air that we breathe out. All of the functions of the body work automatically. And if we know something about it, that's beneficial. But it works the same for those who know how it works and for those who don't know. And that's quite amazing, actually. We have a body that we live in, but we don't control it completely. There are many things that happen in the subconscious, or it's not even... We don't have any control over those things. And the same way, we have somebody else living in us, and we just know that it's powerful. We have a new life, and that works also. It guides us, it has thoughts, and those thoughts are manifested. It moves us, motivates us to do things, gives us words to speak. When we feed it, those thoughts will be integrated into this new person, and it grows, and we don't know how it happens. It's like a mystery, but it's there. And I would like to go to Ephesians chapter 3 and read a few verses. This is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason I bow my knees, from verse 14, Ephesians 3:14. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. If you look at verses 16 and verse 20, he speaks about power, about might. Verse 16 says that to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. And verse 20, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, according to the power that works in us. There is might and there is power inside us, working in us. And this is in the inner man, through the Spirit. And it really hit me when I was reading it. We have no idea. Just like when we look at our body and all the wonderful, amazing things that take place, different processes in the body that we have no idea about. The same way the inner man also works, and there's power, there's might in it. I mean, if you just think about the simple thing, we eat food, and that food is being transformed into energy, and that helps us, I almost use the word that drives all the machinery, that energy. I can think, I can use my muscles, I can run, and there's a power, there's a might in it. That's very interesting, to me at least. There's an inner man. Yeah. So I would like to think about this power a little bit, and we see the verses in between. But first Paul says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Some other translations say that after whom everybody is called a father, who is a father. There's a family, there's somebody who is the originator of everybody. He is the Father of all. So we bow our knees to him. And this is not, we would say this is the right thing to do, to bow our knees to God. Mm-hmm. Accept and acknowledge and embrace even who we are, mm-hmm. created beings. And he is the Father, he is the one who is the source mm-hmm. of our being. He is the one who made us. We bow our knee before him in humility, in adoration, in submission, as an act of submission. But also he does it in admiration and thankfulness, because he understood what God has given to us, the Father. So he says that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. And we see, I got a little bit distracted, but I can continue. The power that is in us, in the inner man, is through the Spirit. It's not something that comes naturally. It's a quality of the new man. As the next verse says, that Christ may dwell in you. What is this inner man? What is this might by which we should be strengthened? It is Christ, that he may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you would be rooted and grounded in love. Christ lives in us. That's not just a picture, but we know according to Romans 5 that the old man is crucified, it was condemned, we count it dead. Actually, it can never come to the presence of God. So there had to be a new creation, and that's the inner man. That's Christ who is dwelling in us. And the heart is transplanted, my identity was put into the new one instead of the old. The old withers away and dies away. And actually, when the body dies and we come to the presence of God, that's the end of the old. there's an inner man, there's a new man. Who is this new man? It's Christ, simply, it says, through the Spirit. And by the way, this is also a good portion to see the Trinity. There's the Father, to whom I bow my knee. There's Christ living in us, and this power working in us through the Spirit, all three of them. So what does it mean that Christ dwells in us? How do we see it? What is the most important manifestation? How do I know that Christ dwells in me? I would like to know when I act in the new man, the inner man. What is the inner man? We know, I wanted to look this up, but I didn't have time. I believe it's in Romans 7, where Paul says that I have delight in the law of God according to the inner man that lives in me. The inner man is the only one who can rejoice in God's truth. The old man is like Jacob. He's tricky. He likes playing the old games. He's gravitated to the dust. he doesn't. He's not pure. He's not clean. He doesn't like God's justice. This was also in 1 Corinthians 13, that love does not rejoice with iniquity, but actually it sees God's justice and anticipates God's justice to come. And that righteousness is very important. I can only rejoice in this purity according to the inner man. So another one is that this new man is renewed to the image of the one who made him. And this is in Colossians chapter 2, I believe. I just know the verses, but I don't know exactly where they are written. Maybe I can look it up at the end. So he is, just like our body reproduces itself, and all the cells are being constantly replaced, the new man, the inner man, is also renewed all the time to the image of the one who made him. And we need that in our daily life to exchange our thoughts, get renewed in our knowledge to God's image, to receive from him. We have never seen him. We only know him from the Word, right? The Word and the body are those things where God is present on this earth now. So when I read the Word and I understand and I meditate and I receive, that transforms me in the new man, in the inner man. So I repeat again this verse, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints. Christ dwells in us, and that's love. This was the commandment that he left for his disciples. You should love each other. It's not that you, I give you an option that you could if you really wanted to, but you love one another like I have loved you, and this will be a sign to the world, that the world may know that I came. Because that love that the Father had for the Son, and what the Son had for us, and what was manifested to the disciples, is not human love. It's very different than what we can produce. It's unconditional, and it's deep, like we will read here. It says that that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know this love of Christ, which passes knowledge. How does Christ dwell in my heart? Through faith, that I'm rooted and grounded in love. First of all, that I understand the love that God has for me. And then this love will grow in me. Like you said, those things that we meditate upon are going to be integrated in the new man. The new man will be renewed and it will grow. And that love, the same thing that we put in, will come out also. And there are many commentaries about what could be the width and the length and the depth and the height. I think that this is quite obviously a poetic language, and Paul tries to show them that actually there are no boundaries to God, to God's love. He was willing to, what was the first word? The length is that he saved us forever. And he takes us into eternity. The depth is that he went to the lowest hell and for our sake. The bit is that he loves everybody, There's no human being who would be hopelessly lost, to whom Christ's blood would not be enough. And then, of course, the height is where he is taking us. And then we'll be glorified with him. But also, one commentary that I read, I liked it, says that maybe he also writes about a temple. It's like a temple being built, and that's the body of Christ on the earth, and the different dimensions. Because then he says in the next verse, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and that you would be filled with all the fullness of God. And the temple was built, and the presence of God filled the temple. And we read that it's not that only there was some visible sign of God's presence, but he filled the temple with his fullness. And that's quite shocking, actually. He wasn't just present there as he's present everywhere else, but he was there in his person, in his fullness. And however we look at it, we are the temple of God, individually and as a body, as a church. When we get together like this, at somebody's home, when we get together on Sunday morning, or when we just get together on the phone to pray, whatever it is, we are the temple of Christ. And the fullness of God will be represented there. It's a very good prayer. And then we come back again to the power in verse 20. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. This was one of those verses that we chose for our wedding, actually, because this is our God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. And it's not only that he can do it, everybody knows that he can, but he said that he can do it according to the power that works in us. This power that can do exceedingly above and beyond what we think, works in us. We bear this power in us wherever we go. How? Through Christ who dwells in us by faith. The Holy Spirit who lives in us, as we read earlier, by being rooted and grounded in love, by understanding the depth and the width and the height and these dimensions. This is how this power works in us. Mm-hmm. So, no wonder that he says, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because we praise his name because we see something that is just simply not there in the natural man. This is a mystery. Christ living in us, and we grow in him as we walk by faith, learn about him, and this power, this might is being expressed through us and in us. And I believe that this is something that God desires, actually. Sometimes we pray for it, that we would like to see it, actually, in action. Well, actually means in action. If he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, and this power is working in us, then anything can happen. And we have an expectation also to see things. We just need to keep our eyes on him and see what he does. So that's it for tonight on my part. We can finish by praying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you gave us new birth, regeneration. Thank you that you took our sins from us, gave us an inner man who rejoices in your truth, who is renewed to your image. Thank you, God, that this new person is growing in us as we understand more and more, as we add to our faith, knowledge, understanding, wisdom. Thank you, God. Thank you that Paul prayed this prayer and that we can read it. We ask that we would understand more about this power working in us. It's not an impersonal power, but it's you yourself. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you that you have encouraged us. Bless the remainder of the evening. In your name, amen.
Yeah, I look up these verses, like, from